The first thing I want to do is welcome all the nations that are logging on. We held some challenges to see who can be out there to get into our top 10 list. And we actually have been getting some great results. Normally, we were running with Russia and China as our top leading countries. Of course, we're not going to mention America since we're out of America. We're more focused on the nations. But Russia and China were the ones that were leading in the top 10. Not anymore. We have gotten other nations to respond to the challenge, and they started telling other friends, which is awesome, which brought our stats up in the other nations higher. Briefly, Rachel, if you can briefly tell us whether France is the top one.
Great Britain.
Ukraine.
Italy.
China.
Brazil.
Russia.
Japan.
Netherlands.
Germany.
Isn't that awesome? So we actually have been able to get responses from those nations, which then pushed those others that were the leaders up front out. So I want to encourage you to keep the challenge going and see if you can get to the top 10. Right now, France is leading. So let's keep France in prayer. Matter of fact, if some of you have watched some of the media right now, one of the countries right now has had some devastation occur through a bombing, and it's Belgium. So we want to keep Belgium in prayer as we continue to move forward. I want Belgium to know my God. This division and this warfare has to end. And I want to share tonight about why we're here. What is the purpose of being here? What is this purpose of life? Why? For one, I believe it's our first dimension that we have to go through. I believe personally, based on my experience and the understanding that I received, was that when we were before Earth, before becoming human, I guess you could say, we were spirit, and we weren't born yet in the carnal world, in the natural world, there has been some tremendous warfare in the beginning of time through creation. We fell from a rebellion state. We fell because we're being rebellious. And we went into, through this war, the war was won by the supreme being, the God of our universe, the God of creation. And based on the warfare and God winning and overcoming, the God of universe, or the universe, we'll just call for those people out there that are searching, looking for the supreme being, they call him the universe, which is so true, the supreme being, our creator, has won this warfare, and a tremendous amount of bloodshed was shed. And remember, this is all spiritual, but spirit is life. We're going to end up going back to that life realm. This is not I want to say it's the beginning, but it's not the end. It's only the beginning. But because of that, we had to basically put ourselves in a place of prison. Unfortunately, we were put in a holding cell. This is my understanding, and this is the best words that I can put it in a carnal way, that once the war was won, those that basically survived this warfare was taken into a holding cell, and then we were established to go to a place. That place is this earth, to be proved and tested to know who God is and to follow the will of God, to fulfill his plan and purpose for our lives. With that being said, we've created a thought pattern of trying to have to do something, trying to accomplish something. And we are individuals who are lost, and we are trying to figure things out. What is my purpose? What am I here for? Has anyone ever had those questions before? Okay. Those questions will never be answered until the day that you pass this earth. Then you'll look back and say, well, I guess I was created because I accomplished this and I accomplished that. And I guess I was able to do this and I guess I was able to do that. So that must have been my purpose in life. I truly believe our purpose is to enter into a place of rest. have trust and believe in the power of the universe, the power of God. I'm going to say God, and I'm going to break it down as a one individual, a supreme being, Father or God. And I'm always saying that so that we can relate to an individual entity of power. But I believe that this power is made up of a tremendous amount of counsel. And if we want to say universe, we can say universe. But that universe has created life and many, many dimensions. And how life was formed, that's another mystery. It could have been formed by tiny little microscopic microorganisms. Life could have been as big as an eye could see, or even smaller. You know, creation could have been something that is so microscopically small, and life so microscopically small that it had no form. But as the Creator began to build life, we began to start taking on form. But let's get back to why we're even here. We're here to suffer. Not many people like to hear this, but our suffering is only a suffering based on going against our nature. We were brought into an earth in a form of nature to think a certain way. And because we don't surrender those thoughts, we're tormented by them. And we feel as though that we have to do. And if we don't do it, it won't get done. How many people have ever felt that way? And so what happens is we become mixed emotions. We have life that's living inside of us that expresses itself that we don't know. And sometimes it's hard to have that relationship with that, I want to say, person inside of us, because I want to call it a person. Because the person that we know more so is the nature of our thought. And in the nature of our thought is really what we think we are. And we build on that thought and create imagination, which then in returns creates life. And a lot of times that thought causes us to think in a realm of being alone. And that we are all alone and we don't have any help or any support. How many people have ever felt that way? That I got to do this all by myself. I'm alone and I don't have any help. Okay. Well, you're living in the nature of, I want to call it our penalty. What do you call it when you're charged to go to jail? A sentence? Penalty, a sentence? Okay. Well, we were all sentenced to this place. And if we overcome, okay, we move on to a better place. Okay? And we're all going to move on to another place. There's another life out there. I hope people begin to start realizing that there is more in life than what we are living with right now. We have put so much emphasis on living this life that we're not really looking at the life after this life, when the focus should be the eternal life, not this life that we have here. Even though that this life may seem important to you, and it is, I don't want to discredit anything to do with this life, but there is a life that is in our mind, and then there's a life that's in our heart. And if we don't come to know the mysteries, we'll never be free. And what I mean by free is we're always kicking. We're always struggling. We're always having issues, and we feel like we can never break out of this bag. Has anyone ever felt this way, where it just seems like it's always a fight, always a battle. Nothing goes easy. Nothing tends to go right. It always seems to have issues. I have plans, and these things always interrupt my plans. Has anyone ever had their plans interrupted and had any problems and issues? Okay. Well, this is where we have to learn to come out of the mind, the life mind, and come into the heart mind. And the heart wants these things done. And God knows that you need these things done, or he would have never planted them in you. So he knows that he's going to accomplish his plans. When he established you, he put a book inside of you of how he is going to lead you and guide you and direct you, what you're going to be, what you're going to live, where you're going to live, how you're going to live it. Really, who's the people in your life are going to be there? Everything. He orchestrated everything. And I know this is a little far-fetched for some of us to even comprehend or grab hold of, but he has orchestrated your whole entire life, and he has given this life to you. The difficult part of it is how to surrender to it. Now, there are forces, mysteries, I want to call, that we need to learn. And the more that we surrender ourselves to these, to the will of God and the circumstances, and we don't get upset. How many people have gotten upset because your plans have changed? Certain situations happened in your life, and, you know, all of a sudden it put a monkey wrench in it. Like Pastor Tim was sharing about how somebody didn't show up today, and he could have been upset, or he could have just, like, moved on and followed his heart. He moved on and followed his heart, and then turned out and became blessings. He actually was able to help others and support others and serve. And that's really the main course in God's life, is to serve others. And that's a whole nother story, because we all are to be bondservant and slaves to others. But in a joy way, not in a burden way. And so, but as we begin to surrender to our heart and not get upset, God does exceedingly abundant beyond what we can comprehend or imagine. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We have no idea how he's going to help us through tomorrow. All we know is that it's God's life. This is the mystery. It's not our life. It's God's life. And when we give our life to God, and this is why I say it's so important to know my God, because you're surrendering your life to literally to the air. I mean, God doesn't exist, but he exists. It's one of them oxymoron things. And so you're surrendering yourself to the air. You're surrendering yourself to life. You're just saying whatever. But you're not losing the care or the concern. I want to make this clear, because people sometimes take it to the extreme. They go from one extreme to the other. They never find that medium, happy medium. They always have to take it to the real extreme. Well, if I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to surrender my life to God, I'm just going to, like, do nothing. And then they go numb. That's not the way it is. You still have a concern. You still have a care. But you don't get robbed by being upset. You don't get robbed by being annoyed. You don't get robbed by, you know, causing others to feel bad or to whatever it might be. You always come to a place of being like, all right, you know, take a big deep breath and just, okay, all right, well, let's see what happens. Let's just see what takes place. And then just wake up the next day and do the things that are needed to be done. And watch God begin to work out things in your life. This is the will of God. I want people to understand that we were put here not because we asked to be put here. Did anybody say, ooh, me, I want to go down to earth and I want to be born and I want to start this life and I want to become the president of the United States? No. They sent us down out of our will. We were sent because we were called to be sent, to live a life, to fight a life, but to surrender. Now, this sounds crazy. We got to fight to surrender. Has anyone ever heard that before? You got to fight to surrender. Well, we literally got to fight to surrender because the nature of us that we were born in is to fight, to try to survive, to take matters in our own hands, to try to control. And the reality is to lose all that, to lose the fight, to lose the control, to basically lose everything so that you can gain a life. There are two paths that we take. The one path, when we surrender and follow the law written on our heart, your passion, your unction, the things that you really want to do, you lay it down and you follow that, and you follow it with peace, and you follow it with joy, and you just say whatever, but you just keep on moving forward, hoping for things to take place. With that, I want to say attitude, God blesses that, and he realizes that you're worshiping him because you're surrendering your life to him. You don't know what it is. You know, you can't figure it out, but you're activating something which is a mystery, and it's called faith. You're activating faith. And none of us were born to know what faith is. Faith is a gift, and it's given to us. And the more that we activate it, the more we become knowledgeable of it. And then we embrace it more and more because we realize that things do get done. We realize that miracles are possible and they happen. We realize that there is supernatural things that take place. We realize that God really does know what we need and he really does take care of us. We're enlightened more and more when we begin to exercise this gift. And so faith kicks in and begins to do things far beyond what we can comprehend or even imagine. We can't think of it. We can't fathom it. We have no idea how it's all going to play out, but it plays itself out. Now, let's go on the other side of the road. Let's say you have a passion and you have a purpose because in your heart it's driving you, right? Has anyone ever felt that life? Okay. But you tend to complain. You're not happy. You tend to cause yourself aggravation. You're annoyed. Let's start with the little things, because a lot of times we handle things with a good attitude. You know, it's whatever. But we're grumbling inside. Has anyone ever felt that before, where it's like, oh, I really don't want to deal with this, and it's like, oh, man, I got to deal, and oh, it's just taking my plans, and I'm aggravated, and I'm annoyed. We're still fighting. We're still in that nature, and we have to surrender that nature. We have to come out of that nature. If we don't come out of that nature, you may be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, but you're going to take a real hard road. Things are going to come up far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine, and they're always going to come in with more delays, more inconveniences, more problems, more bothers, and it's just a constant beating and beating and beating and beating. How much more are we going to keep taking these beatings? It's a shame when you know the mysteries and you know the truth and you follow that path and you keep taking these beatings. It's best to just surrender to life. I want to say life. And just surrender with the things that are happening because we have no control. And we can begin to see the life of God take its place and unfold. If we can rejoice in everything through this and trust, and the most important thing is to trust in the air. The trust in this, I want to say, God of the universe, trust in this power that created us to be here on this earth. If we can just trust and surrender our life in his hands, we're going to see the comfort and the blessings that is due to us. See, we are due these blessings. God didn't create us to struggle, to cause hardship. He created us to know him. That's what we were created for, to know who he is. When we fell in a rebellious state and came on this earth, okay, for our sentence, so to say, we didn't know him. We doubted his authority. We doubted his kingship, and we wanted to rule over him. This was the purpose of the warfare. We wanted to war and rebel over who he was. And with that being said, he's like, you're going to know who I am. You're going to know who I am. You're going to see that if you follow me and worship me, my intentions for you is all good. My life that I've given you is all good. But if you want to live your own life, if you want to live according to your own will, you're going to see how hard it is. It's almost like the land that we live in today. Isn't there individuals that are trying to show us how to live our life right? I know what's better for you, right? And if we submit to their will and their ways, we'll have a better life. How many people know what I'm talking about? Okay. Well, it's true in the aspect of God. I don't know how true it is in the other way. And maybe it is better, I don't know. But at the same time, I know that in God's life, if we trust in him and release the concerns, the cares, and I really want to boil it down to the grumbling and the murmuring and the complaining. Now, there's different degrees in our heart. We can put an outward image that everything is okay. We can put an outward image of, you know, listen, I'm going through a hardship, but I'm not complaining. But yet every word out of your mouth is always a problem of things aren't going the way you want them to go. This is an inconvenience. This is this person's problem. This should have never happened, blah, blah, blah. So if we're honest with ourselves, we're still complaining. When you don't complain, it's almost like you don't bring it up. It's almost like it's whatever. It's okay. It's almost forgotten. But you know that it's not forgotten because you know that these are the things that you have to do. Life is driven. In everything, we're all driven. You got to wake up. You got to get yourself together. You got to hold responsibilities and accomplish some things, right? You got to take care of children if you have children. You have to take care of spouses. You got to take care of situations. You got to upkeep your living style. You have to upkeep your home. You have to upkeep everything. So it's a job. You can't avoid not living. But you can surrender to the life that has been given to you and live the life without complaining and just accept circumstances as they come. And I know for a fact, the more you surrender to the circumstances and trust in God and accept his love so that fear isn't driving us, because technically we complain and murmur because of fear. We don't know how the results are going to be. We're kind of perturbed because it might be taking us away from some vacation time or off time or whatever, because I know within my life, every time something comes up, it's always when I had that weekend off, and now my weekend is robbed, and I have to deal with this mess, and it robbed me from my weekend, and now I'm afraid I'm not going to have any me time. And it becomes really annoying, and it causes my heart to be troubled. And it's like, don't take away my me time. My me time is precious. It's like, don't touch my me time. Has anyone ever felt that way? It's, yeah, I'm telling you, me time is the best, isn't it? It's like, don't touch my me time. And so when that time does come and things come and rob me, I fear, believe it or not, I fear that I'm not going to get another chance of me time. It's like, I'm never going to get any time. And so we fall into a fear, and we have to learn to have this perfect love to take us out of this fear. We gotta trust God and believe in God. And this is why I say it's so important to know my God, because he has a plan and a purpose. And I haven't even went into the power of God when it kicks in. Because there is a power that is inside of us that is from God, from the universe, that gives you strength and the ability and the excitement and everything else to follow through with the things that you have to do. And you'll be surprised how he satisfies your needs in the midst of his will. But when we're out of his will and we're murmuring and complaining, we never get satisfied. We're always thirsty. We're always hungry. We never get that satisfaction. And so we got to get out of that realm. We just got to get out of that realm as fast as we possibly can. The hard thing is, and the reason why we're preaching this message, the reason why I believe we were birthed this time, is because the world is consumed with the life of, you know, being so busy and everything, that we don't know how to surrender. It's very, very difficult to surrender into life. It's hard to know God and to trust God at this point, especially with all the things that are going on around us. And there's tremendous amount of fear of just trying to survive. I mean, look at the prices of things and how much income we're actually physically making. And, you know, we're just encamped around so much fear. But we put it all on ourselves. And it's not God's plan for us to put it all on ourselves. It's God's plan for him to lead us and guide us and direct us, to take care of us like a father. I spoke a message, I don't know if what Sunday it was, but I spoke about why worry about tomorrow, you know, when tomorrow will take care of itself. And if God takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the fields and, you know, the grass and stuff like that, and how much more would he take care of us? I mean, we're really special in the sight of the universe. We're peculiar people. Even the host of heaven wants to know what is so peculiar and special about man, you know, man and woman, about humans. What is so incredibly special about them? Well, I truly believe why we're so special is because we've had another chance for one. Okay, we've gotten another chance, and that's called redemption. We were given a second chance. Also, I think that we're so special is because of the fact that there is no other life like this. There is no other carnal life. This is it. This is the only carnal life. So if you're thinking about life out there in the universe, okay, I believe that, yes, there's life out there in the universe, okay, but it's not carnal life. It's spiritual life that has taken on a different form, a different covering. May not have blood and bone. It may not have muscle and tissue and nerves. It took on a whole different form, where this realm is the only realm that we are human. How many people are understanding this? You think there's other humans out there? If you do, God bless you. You're allowed with your thoughts. But I truly have come to the sincere understanding based on my encounter. And that gentleman that I was talking today, he says, I can't wait for your book to come out because I will definitely read your book. But based on my understanding, this is the only life that we are going to obtain with a fleshly body, with flesh. I believe that the next dimensions that we enter, our spirit will take on form, I don't know what the covering will be on the body. It may just be pure spirit. I have no idea. But I do know that there are dimensions in life, and it's eternal. And it goes on and on and on and on. So one of the main things is don't be afraid of death. Because we may be encounter several different deaths. But I don't look at them as death. I look at them as shedding of the bodies. But that's another whole different story. I do want to call up Pastor Tim. I want him to end tonight with what God has laid on his heart, because I believe it goes along with what I'm saying. I believe that God wants us to cast all of our fears from us and to live in a life of trust. And I'll let Pastor Tim share what's on his heart. And I believe I can speak his message right now. But I'm not going to do that because I want to let Tim share it. But I truly believe that this is the word of the Lord for us to come into this place of fully trusting in him and stop fighting so hard and murmuring and complaining about what's happening in our lives and just embrace it and do what we have to do. And listen, I also feel that you're not alone. Even though that we may feel alone, God is there to help us. But God is also there to help us through other people too. And I think if we just open up our hearts and ask people for help, I believe that there will be people there that will embrace you and help you. So you're not alone in areas of your life that you have to do on your own. I'm speaking for those that are here today, and I'm also speaking for those that are listening. There are people around you, but you tend to not share and ask for help. And if we would just humble ourselves before God and ask him first, say, God, listen, I need some help here. I really want some help. But at the same time, I want you to allow me to speak it to others so that you can work through those others and give them the blessings. Because the more you verbalize that you need help in God, he supplies people to help you. Those people submit to the will of God. God ends up turning around blessing those people. So it's almost like you're robbing blessings for others by not asking them to help. So if you're out there and you need some help, please ask those around you so that they can be blessed. Amen? So let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Pastor Tim. This is Pastor Tim, and he's got a word for you.
Amen. You know, I'm just going to piggyback off of Pastor Jim tonight. You know, trust is so difficult, especially in this day and age. You know, there's so much chaos around the world right now. And if we're not trusting in something, we're living in fear. And fear can be debilitating, and it could really ruin our lives. Picture all of us come into this world naked, alone, and when we leave this world, we have nothing, and we leave alone. Picture a baby. A baby has to be dependent and trust the mother or father or the guardian that's watching over them. And when you get old, again, you're relying upon someone, because a lot of people, when they get so old, they can't walk, they can't feed themselves, you know, what have you. It's just the middle part of your life is where you become so independent upon yourself rather than others. And that's why I believe it's so important that in this life, we need to develop that relationship with God to where we're trusting in him. And Pastor was, speaking about trust. And that trust is really what's inside of you. You're trusting God. Like, how do we trust God that we can't see him? Well, we trust because the only way we can know it is by the heart. You know, there's an inkling, there's an unction, there's an inspiration within each and every one of us. There's hopes and dreams. Well, we need to trust in that. That's God. That's God's voice. That's God's will for your life. And we need to follow it and trust it. You know, like when we talk about what's happening around the world, like in Belgium, you know, they had this big massacre from the terrorists, and you had Paris, and you have, you know, Are we supposed to live in fear? You know, because it may never happen to you. But, you know, if you really engage it and your mind starts to wonder and you don't know who God is in your life, you're going to have so much fear that you're going to be afraid to even go outside of your house because you're afraid that maybe somebody's going to bomb you or blow you up or kill you or something like that. You can't live that way because you can't have a life that way. The only way you can have a life is by following your gut, following this, your heart, because God lives and dwells in each and every one of us. And he has a purpose and a plan because he's predestined us from the beginning and the foundations of the whole entire universe. You know, God is that universe. He's the ultimate power. And like Pastor was saying, you know, before we even came to this world and were born here, you know, there was a war. There was a battle. And now God's saying that the battle's won, but now the battle that you have to endure is overcoming self. You know, there's principalities and there's powers and wickedness and darkness and forces that we can't see that are out there to kill, steal, and destroy your peace, joy, and righteousness that's within you. That's their whole goal, is to take that peace, joy, and righteousness away and to kind of devalue what you of you trusting God. And God's saying, your purpose is to trust me. Because, you know, there's a saying in Job, in the book of Job in the Bible, and it says, God was the only one that could put a ring around Leviathan's nose. Now, Leviathan was supposed to be this humongous beast or whatever that who could put a ring around his nose? Only God could. Because God is able to hold back things in our life. And he's also allowed to open those doors to allow it to affect us. You know, like Pastor was saying, if we're not trusting God and we're trusting in our thoughts and our reasoning and all this other stuff, God's going to allow this stuff to come upon us, and it's going to chasten us. It's going to brush up on us, and it's going to affect us in a way. If we're still in it, it's going to hurt us. And God's just saying, no, I want you to release it, and release it to me, because ultimately, who's in control? It's God. God's in control. He can allow you to be cursed, or he can allow you to be blessed. But we can only know that by knowing him. When you submit to God and you trust him, you're saying, okay, God, you know what? I have no control of my life anymore. You know, like today, I had an appointment today. I had an appointment with a guy, and he didn't show up. And I didn't get upset. I was just like, all right, you know what? Circumstance changed. What do I do? So I sat in my car and I just pondered to my heart, what am I going to do? And God put it in my heart, go home, help your wife take care of the house, you know, spend time with the kids, you know. And that was a blessing for me. But if I got upset, I could have made something happen. I could have just, you know, ran down the road and tried to go to see somebody else, and my day could have been just miserable. But you know, when you follow your heart and you're trusting in God, you're saying, okay, God, what do you want to do? And he puts it in your heart. He'll reveal. He'll move you by his will in your heart. He'll push you in a certain direction. You need to follow that. And when you follow it, you're going to have peace and you're going to have joy. And you know what? That's a life. When we try to create a life because, you know, we don't have an understanding of something and we try to force it, we're miserable. Because you know what? When you're constantly doing that, and because you're out of God's will, God allows these troubles and tribulations and things to come upon you. You know, I've seen it in my life where, you know, something doesn't go my way, and I tried to force something to happen. Oh, man, I was miserable because it kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I finally just threw my hands up. I said, I don't know what to do here, and I surrendered to it. And when you surrender to it, and like Pastor was saying, don't murmur and complain anymore, God starts to change the circumstances. Then all of a sudden, you'll start to see things moving in the proper direction that it was supposed to go in the first place before you started getting involved. And that's why God is so important. You got to trust in him, because he makes a way where there is no way in your life. Because he's the creator and we are the created. We're just a created being. You know, when we die, we're going to shed this body. This body doesn't really exist. It's just here temporarily, and it's hosting the spirit that's within us. So when we die, we're going to go on and on and on from, I think it's generation to generation to generation in some different dimension. You know, I don't know, but I do know that we're going to exist. Everybody's spirit's going to continue to live on and on and on. But you know what? It's better to obtain a trust in God now so that when we leave this earthly body and we go into a different dimension, there's a relationship there. There's a trust factor there. And God can guide us through each dimension or each step that we need to go forever and ever and ever. Because if we don't develop it here, you're not going to have it in the next place. You're not going to establish that heavenly relationship in place in the next life if you don't establish it here. That's why it's so important, like Pastor was saying earlier. You know, redemption time is now. Redemption time is simply this: coming into a relationship with God where you're trusting in Him fully. That's it. It's not to build a big, gigantic house, a big, gigantic family, you know, have all these luxuries. God will give it to you. You know, if it's in your heart and you want those things, it's okay to want them, but don't sit there and idolize them. Don't sit there and try to force it to happen in your life. Because if you develop the relationship and trust with God, He wants to give it to you because He wants to bless us. He doesn't want to sit there and always have to curse us, you know, to get us to look at ourselves and look at Him. So He just basically wants that relationship and establish it now here in earth. Because you know what? We're not taking anything with us but what's within our heart. You know, when we develop a relationship with other people, that means a lot. You know, when we get out of ourselves and we serve other people and we're sitting there, like Pastor said, we're like a bond servant to them, to where we're not becoming a slave where they're just taking advantage of us. But there's truly a giving of ourself to them to try, maybe out of compassion. You know, that's what those treasures in heaven, they say, that we're storing up in heaven. That's what they are. It's the compassions. It's the mercies. It's the different things that you're doing for other people because it's inside of you. You know, it's not these temporary things. Like I see these guys that all they care about is getting rich or die trying, they call it, right? Who cares? You can't take it with you. You know, it's going to be left on to somebody else who's going to enjoy that, you know? But we need to enjoy life. And that life is within, and that's from trusting God because He gives us a life. You know, I'm tired of myself trying to create a life because the creation of life that I try is through reasoning, through fear and worry. It's through, you know, imaginations. Enough of that. It's deformity. It is. It is because you know what? It makes you even older. You know, I've seen people from high school that I'm friends with in high school, and I'm like, man, they look like 10, 15 years older than me. Well, maybe it's because they never trusted God. They don't have a relationship. And they start to get aged because of the worry and the fear and the concerns that are just overwhelming them and eating them up. You know, because, like I said, the principalities and the powers are there only to steal, kill, and destroy you. And God's saying, no, if you trust me, I'll hold them back. Only God can hold them back. Amen? So I'm going to pass this back to Pastor and everybody that's logged on. Have a great night.
Amen. Stay up here with me. I want the whole world to understand. Look, we're normal individuals with a passion and a fire for the truth. And we understand our Creator. We understand God. It's not religion. It's far from religion. You couldn't identify us as Christians or Muslims or what is that? Artesians?
We're just lovers of God.
Hindis? A lover of the Creator, the one who created us. And it's given us a revelation and a knowledge of who He is and the purpose of life. And to be able to live a life free. And that's the real important thing, to live a life free. To be able to still do the things that we want to do, but free. To not fight constantly and struggle and fight. And to be burdened. I believe that God wants us to be totally at peace and to be free and for Him to accomplish and for us to see Him do these things in our lives. The more we surrender our lives, like you've been saying, and we just come into that place and allow God to reveal Himself, this is His purpose, so that the world will be able to see Him and then share with others, because let's face it, you can't see God. The only way that you can see Him is through our testimonies.
And faith.
Yep.
You said faith.
And the faith will manifest Him, And that's the only way. So how can the world know God unless he manifests it through you? And that through us, we give a testimony so that you can apply what we're saying, and then you will have a testimony to share who this God is that we can't see, right?
And can I? You know, when we walk by faith, that's the way we can see God. He rewards you for your faith with miracles, signs, and wonders, and that's how he manifests himself
that's
around
our God,
you.
Right there.
Miracles, signs, and wonders. Mm-hmm. Beyond your understanding, beyond the natural realm, God's presence will manifest in front of you.
Yep. And like I said, no religion. And that's the beauty. Because religion is trying to conform you into something that you're not. We're not. We're not religion.
I'm not religious.
It's who you are. And it's good. Amen. So God bless. Log into our website, gttn, right? .org. Yep. And see you soon.
Amen.
All right. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.